stainless steel around both wrists for the constriction and sheer pleasure of it. I know I'm looking good. I bang the door behind me and stroll down the hill from my apartment. I live in an ancient cathedral city where small, beautiful medieval churches cluster and old flint-faced walls run into each other. Beautiful, but it's difficult to find the sex I need in this small provincial place. I walk to the riverside, leaving little trails of iced breath in the dark air behind me. Dirty water slaps against the moorings and a line of grubby white cruising boats. I slouch my shoulders forward just a tiny bit and check that my jacket covers my small tits. It does. I step across the toll bridge and into the wooded park that marks the beginning of the local cruising area for gay men. I've become used to getting my kicks vicariously. I enjoy the ambiance. Strange men stalk between the trees, crunching leaves underfoot. Some of them walk dogs and feign nonchalance. I've even seen a few round here in business suits. No doubt their wives are left waiting at home as they sully loafers in the mud and snag holes in pinstripe, rubbing against the rough bark of a tree as they're taken brutally and swiftly by a faceless man they met 20 seconds ago. A whole new language of looks and come-ons develops. Rejection is as subtle as the tilt of a head. Tonight the air is spiced with the smoky tang of autumn and a sharp, slowly trickling sense of muted danger. Dark parkland, bushes, and trees lie ahead of me. Often I catch men fucking and stand and watch them, on their hands and knees, being shunted hard from behind, or half hidden by a bush, having a thickening cock rammed into their warm mouths, even sitting on one of the forgotten park benches, stroking each other's dicks. Walking soundlessly, I reach the center of the park, continually checking the shadows and real obstacles that appear in my path. My clit is tingling. It aches from the recent sight of a youngish-looking man being fucked in the arse by a blonde, heavy man in biker's leathers, whilst twisting his head around at the same time to service the throbbing, red-tipped erection of another kneeling man. I had to force myself to steal quietly away before they shot down his throat and arse, worried I'd forget myself and betray my presence by some involuntary noise of lust and jealousy mixed together. Now just ahead of me, I see the outline of a tall, slim shape leaning against a tree. I prepare myself to walk past casually, but my heart is bumping in my chest cavity. For the first time tonight, I feel like I'm on display. The man is dressed in dark clothes, jeans, and a jacket, perhaps, and is leaning with one foot up against the tree. Something dangles from his right hand. Oh, it's a dog leash. I relax slightly. I'm close enough to see that his hair is cut even shorter than mine. I look around but can't see the dog. Hey, the figure murmurs softly, and I follow the sound without any real thought. I'm standing opposite now, face to face. For all my 5'7", I feel short. A kind of pleasurable sensation freezes my brain as the dog owner reaches forward with leather-gloved hands and manipulates me so I'm facing the tree. I'm pushed so hard against it that I can feel the patterns of the bark pressing into my cunt. Hypnotized, I stay pressed against the thick trunk while the leash is used to fasten my hands together around the other side, securing me tightly to the tree. Cuffs. Convenient. A concentrating voice mutters from the other side of the tree. The burning, stretching sensation in my arms as the final knot is tied restores some of my sense to me. What are you doing? A pathetic and useless question. The dog owner suddenly slams against me from behind, shoving me hard and nearly winding me. You should be quiet. I'm going to expose you, play with you, do what I like with you. If you want to be freed at the end, don't make it necessary for me to use a gag or blindfold. I stop squirming and try to turn my head to see over my shoulder. That and my heavy breathing are taken for assent. All I can think is how I can now feel breasts against my back and something harder, lower. The voice, although gruff, isn't quite low enough to be a man's, I realize. I can't believe it. A cold, gloved hand reaches around and flips open the buttons of my trousers. Then my trousers are dragged down around my ankles. My assailant, whom I now know to be a woman, hoists my vest and jacket into a bundle around my shoulder blades. The chill air is like a slap to my whole body. My skin creeps up into goose flesh. I'm naked, exposed, tied to a tree. I wonder how many people can see the luminous white of my flesh in the darkness, watching me just as I watch them. Leathermen, big daddies, bikers, circling around me with their cocks out, stroking themselves to hardness. I can feel the zip of her jeans and hard metal of her belt buckle pressing into my bare arse and burning with the cold. Her hands reach round and grab the erect tips of my nipples as my legs are kicked apart, as wide as the trousers shackling my ankles will allow. She just spreads me wide and helps herself. My nipples are being plucked and pinched and teased into aching points of chafed skin. Then the pressure against my arse recedes and all my thoughts are concentrated in my nipples being worked so hard and grazed against the rough skin of the tree. My cunt is dripping wet as I feel the cold tip of something long and very thick pressing tantalizing against it. I try to open my legs wider but fail, and I let out a visceral grunt of frustration. The freezing silicone head is rubbed up and down against the opening to my cunt, nudging up to my erect clit and slowly back down again to rest against the tight pucker of my arsehole. "Maybe I should take you right here," she says. "Like the little gay boy that you are, cruising around in the woods looking for sex." "Well, you've found it." The head of her dick pushes against my clenched arsehole. "No," I can hear myself saying. "I've never been taken there. Can't you read the signs? I'm a top. I don't take it up the arse." "Forbidding me, are you?" she croons. "We'll see." Before I can reply, she slams the thick dick she's packing into my cunt. Opening and stretching me, she gives my tight hole no time to adjust to the length and thickness. My cunt aches as she rams against the top of my cervix with her blunt, thick head, pulling nearly all the way out of me before thrusting back deep inside me. All I can feel is her and my cunt and her leather and metal bruising my buttocks. Anger at my enforced and unusual passivity and the sheer force of her cruel and energetic pounding begins to warm me. I'm spread-eagled, wrapped around a tree, and helpless. The muscles in my arms and stomach are being pulled to unbearable tautness as she works on me. I simply have to stand, spread and open, and let her impale my cunt repeatedly. I feel like I'm actually going to split down the middle, but despite of myself, I can't help trying to push against her insistent plunging dick. "Oh, do you want some more?" She grabs me by the half-inch hair on my head. "I'll give you what you want." Slicked wet from my cunt, she pulls her dick back and then pushes it into my virgin arse. It hurts like hell, more than sherbet up your nose. This is definitely a boundary. I feel like I'm going to dissolve, that I can't possibly bear her plunging in and out with long, hard strokes, or that I'll explode. But my sphincter tightens around every move she makes. "That's right. Milk my good, big dick." I'm about to start screaming when her hand works its way around and insinuates itself against my clit. The cool leather strokes against my hard clit as she fills my arse again and again. I can't hold back, and with my arse and clit being worked hard and my cunt empty and swollen to the night air, I come so hard that all I can see is the rushing of red blood tissue before my eyes. It feels like she's come inside me, violating me further, flooding my walls. But I know this can't be true, as it's only her silicone dick that is now being edged slowly out of me. I sag against the tree as she plays the point of a knife up and down over my exposed flesh before placing the handle in my hand. With difficulty, I saw through the binding holding my wrists. Freed, I turn quickly around, rearranging my clothes. There's nothing but a shadow in trees and bushes, a severed piece of leather, and the rushing of the cold night air. Undone by Meal Rose. There's this woman I work with. She moves around with more confidence and self-possession than anyone I've ever seen. Sometimes I think it's because she's in her late 40s, older than most of the people I hang out with. But who knows? Maybe she's always been that way. She works in the bulk department at the grocery store I cashier for. I love to find excuses to sneak into the back and watch her, the muscles in her arms tensing as she hefts the 50-pound bags of dry goods. She has this old-school butch feel, and in this town, old-school butches might as well be unicorns. After she got hired, my work clothes got a lot more interesting. My skirts got shorter, my jeans tighter, and this is really saying something. Plunging became the best adjective to describe the necklines of my tops. If the neckline was too high, I would just cut it lower. I started wearing more makeup to work, but I drew the line at heels after spending most of a shift barefoot, when I decided it was more comfortable than standing 8 hours in front of a cash register in platform sandals. I would watch her move around the store, her short graying hair tousled and messy, like she'd just rolled out from between some girl's thighs. She drove me crazy. My mind would start running in circles. Did she date femmes? Would she even recognize me as a femme? Or would she think I was some young, freaky, straight girl trying to fuck with her? She looked like the exact kind of trouble I liked. But outside packaging can be deceiving. How did I even know she was a top? Lord knows she inspired the bottom in me. I turned on my best flirt. At first, I don't think she knew what to do with me. Then she started playing along, seeing what I'd do. When I didn't run for the hills, but continued flirting shamelessly with her, she turned up the volume. We'd be alone in the back room and she'd start dirty talking to me. Nothing too nasty, just enough to make my breath catch, my cheeks burn. The way she looked at me made me want to get down on my knees before her, my wrists held together behind my back, and show her what a good bottom I could be. It was crazy-making, wondering if she was going to make a move, if she would ever ask me out. Maybe she had a wife. Maybe she thought I was too young. Maybe she didn't get hot for chubby girls. Maybe she didn't get hot for femmes. The possibilities for rejection were endless in my head. Then came the night we were on inventory together, and the third person working our shift called in sick. I almost pissed myself when I walked around to the back of the store and saw her sitting on a stack of crates, smoking a cigarette. I always did inventory with the same two people. I hadn't even bothered to check the schedule. I was totally unprepared to see her. She squinted at me through the smoke, looking me over like I was dessert on legs, like she wanted to devour me right there. Under her stare, my aggressive, flirty self dissolved like unstable ground out from under me. I said hi and fumbled around my brain, finally adding something about getting to work, and walked past her into the building. I worked my ass a little extra, hoping she was looking. I made my way to the office desk in the back, getting my clipboard and inventory list together. I heard the sound of her boots behind me as she entered the building, slow and measured, echoing through the back room. I listened to her steps getting closer, and my body started breaking out in goosebumps. She didn't stop until she was right behind me. My hair was pinned up, and I could feel her breath on my neck, smell the smoke from her cigarette. This woman had me undone, and she hadn't even touched me yet. My heart was beating hard, and I was working to control my breathing. She leaned closer, whispering in my ear, "Well, sweetheart, you've been flirting viciously with me for months. You want to take this to the next level? Or do you want me to back off and we can start working?" She was being rather gentlemanly about it, not even implying that I was a cock tease. I didn't know what to say. My heart was racing and my breathing wouldn't slow down. I turned my head and looked at her over my shoulder, trying to let all the build-up want for her show in my eyes. She smiled at that, took hold of my shoulder and turned me around to face her. Her hand came up to stroke my jaw, her thumb tracing my lips. My eyes were locked to hers, and I kissed her thumb, opening my mouth and sucking it in as far as it would go. Her eyes blazed, and she moved her thumb gently in and out of my mouth. She was working me with kid gloves so far, treating me real soft and gentle, but I could feel the power building inside her, making her body tense. She took the thumb out of my mouth and spread my saliva back and forth over my lips. "That looks like consent to me, sugar, but I want to hear you say it." "I want you," I said. It just slipped out. I wasn't feeling very eloquent. It seemed like enough, though, because she smiled and said, "And what should I do with you, baby girl? Hey, by the way, how old are you anyway?" It was hard for me to remember my own name at that moment, but I answered her, dazed, 25? She whistled softly and said, "Damn, girl, I'm old enough to be your mother." And then, "Actually, you're younger than my daughter." I was thrown off balance. I did not want to be thinking about this woman being my mother. Maybe my daddy, but not my mother. "You have a kid?" I asked, hoping I didn't sound too shocked. "Yeah, I didn't raise her, though. Gave her up for adoption. I was only 14 when I had her." I could sense everything she wasn't saying in the way her body had pulled away slightly, the way she wouldn't meet my eye. I turned her face toward me and kissed her softly on the mouth, letting her know that having a kid older than I was didn't stop me wanting her. She ran her hands over my hips, pulled me into her. I moaned into her mouth. I couldn't help it. I was so turned on, I felt shaky. I could feel my pussy dripping puddles into the crotch of my jeans. She broke the kiss and tilted my head back to get at my neck. She kissed me lightly, leaving a trail of moisture on my skin from her parted lips. Then she was at my ear, nuzzling me, whispering, "What do you want, sweetheart? What can I do for you?" I started blushing furiously. Where was the confident girl who had worked so hard to be able to say what she wanted? I couldn't find her. I managed to whisper, "I want you to rough me up." "Yeah?" she said. I could hear the edge of tension and excitement in her voice. "What does that mean to you, baby? Give me more." Was all that would come out of my mouth. My face was still hot and I bit my lip. Why did this woman make me so nervous? I looked down and noticed the wide leather belt she was wearing. I felt my pussy clench as the inspiration hit me. I slowly raised my eyes to hers. "What is it, girl? You can tell me." I took a deep breath and blurted out, "You could hit me with your belt." I felt like an idiot, but she smiled and leaned back against the wall, crossing her arms over her chest. She said, "Are you going to let me fuck you too, or do you just want me to hurt you?" I wanted to spread my legs for her right there, show her how wet she was getting me. Instead, I tried to get a hold of myself and said, "No, I definitely want you to fuck me." My voice was still shaky. "Are you going to be able to tell me if I do something you don't like, or if you want me to stop? You want a special word or something?" I wanted this so bad, and I wasn't in the mood to pretend I didn't. "No, I don't need a safe word," I said. "I'll just tell you if I want you to stop." "All right, take off your pants." My fingers trembled as I undid the fly of my jeans and wiggled them over my hips. I left my panties on, since I hadn't been instructed otherwise, and I was sure there was a huge wet spot spreading up the front. Arms still across her chest, she looked me up and down. "Lean over that desk and stick your ass out for me." I did as she said, pushing the papers and clipboards to the side. "Spread your legs wider." I spread my legs as wide as they could go, my back arched. The air felt cold on the soaked crotch of my panties. I heard the leather of her boots creaked as she pushed off from the wall to stand behind me. "Damn, this is a pretty picture." She hooked her finger under the crotch of my panties and ran her knuckle up and down my slit. We moaned at the same time. Hers a growl, mine a whimper in the back of my throat. I wanted more. I wanted her whole hand inside me, but she took her fingers away. Sliding my panties down over my hips, she whistled again, low under her breath. I imagined what she was seeing, my bare ass up in the air, legs apart, my pussy spread open, exposed. I could hear her unbuckling her belt and sliding it slowly from the loops. My legs turned to jelly. I was glad I was lying down across this desk because I probably couldn't have stood if I wanted to. She trailed the belt down my lower back, across the crack of my ass, the tip brushing my pussy lips. She brought it between my legs and rubbed it back and forth, getting the leather wet with my juices. She pulled it back and tapped it lightly against my thighs, making a wet, sticky sound on impact. "All right, sweet thing. We're going to start out slow. A round of five, and then we'll check in. You okay with that?" I would have rather she wailed on me, but the words to explain this escaped me. I nodded my head and said, "Yeah, that sounds good." She didn't hold out on me, though. When the belt came down, it came down hard. The first stroke made my knees buckle. My body shuddered at the pain so sharply it drove me crazy, overwhelming me as it quickly turned to pleasure, making my cunt ache, my clit pulse. She followed the first stroke with another four, crisscrossing my ass. "You want more?" She ran her hand over my ass, feeling the heat. "Yes, please, yes," I said, moving my ass back and forth. She started really going for it, harder and faster, making me cry out with each hit. She passed the fifth stroke and went on to the sixth, starting it on my thighs, barely missing my pussy. My body rocked forward with each hit. I was wondering if I could take more when she reached 10 and stopped. Her hand felt cool on my ass, tracing the welts. "Your ass looks beautiful, all marked up." I could feel her lean closer, scrutinizing the marks. "Damn, girl, you're already starting to bruise. Are you ready to get fucked yet?" Her hand slid down to my pussy, checking how wet I was getting. I pushed myself back at her, trying to get her fingers inside me, but her hand evaded me. My endorphins were kicking in, and I felt more relaxed and more shaky at the same time, and also kind of silly. Little giggles were sneaking in between my moans. I bit my lip, trying to stop. "What are you giggling about?" She slapped my ass with her hand, making me gasp. Do you want to get fucked or not? Yes, please. Roll over. She slapped my ass again and I rolled over, trying to arrange my sore cheeks on the cool surface of the desk. She pushed over one of the office chairs, parked it in front of my spread legs, and sat in it. She leaned back and looked up at me. Take your shirt and your bra off. I want to see your tits. I pulled my shirt over my head and unhooked my bra, letting my double D's down slowly onto my belly. You are so beautiful, she said. One of her hands was resting between her thighs, her thumb running back and forth over the seam of her crotch. Play with your tits for me, baby. Give me a show. I could feel my face heat up again if I had ever stopped blushing in the first place. This woman could make things I had done before, of my own volition, seem new and so dirty. I lifted my tits up and pushed them together, grabbing my nipples between my thumb and forefinger, twisting and pulling them. I watched her watching me, getting hot on getting her hot. She reached up and stroked my thighs, pulling them further apart, spreading my pussy wider. Leaning back, she said, "Come sit on my lap, sweetheart." I got up from the desk and straddled her legs. She grabbed my sensitive ass and pulled me down onto her, hard, grinding my pussy on the fly of her jeans. "Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck," I said. "I'm getting there, baby, I'm getting there," she chuckled. She held my tits up to her mouth, pressing them together so she could get both nipples into her mouth at the same time. I leaned back, bracing myself, holding her knees, and rode her lap for real. "Don't come yet, girl. I haven't even fucked you yet." She reached down to my pussy and I raised myself up to give her access. She slid two of her big fingers up my cunt and started fucking me with hard, fast strokes. I lost it, if I ever had it around her in the first place. I started moaning, loud, my breathing all over the place, too fast. I was losing my war with hyperventilating and I was getting dizzy. She grabbed the back of my neck, forcing me to look into her eyes. "Slow your breath down, honey. Breathe with me." She started breathing real deep and slow, her hand pumping in and out of my pussy slower, but still hard and deep. I was whining, feeling like a brat, but not able to stop. I tried to breathe deeper, slower, drawing the air down to my pussy. It made me even dizzier. I leaned forward, resting my head on her shoulders. "You okay, sweetheart?" Her fingers stopped moving inside me. I felt embarrassed. She kissed my neck and shoulders, stroked my back with her free hand. "You want to try something else?" "Like what?" I asked, nuzzling my face into her neck. I could smell her skin and my lips parted to taste it. "Mmm, that feels good," she said, her hand tangled in my hair. "I was thinking about how much I would love to eat this dripping pussy of yours." She curled her fingers gently inside me, making me moan into her neck. "Would you like that? You want to sit on my face, darling?" I was still feeling shy. I made an affirmative noise and she guided me to sit up. I angled my hips so she could pull her fingers out of my cunt, leaving me feeling empty. I got off her lap and leaned against the desk, aware of how naked I was. She went over and grabbed her coat, one of those jean jackets with the fake sheep lining. She laid it on the ground, positioning herself so there was plenty of jacket on either side of her head for my knees to rest on. I smiled at her chivalry. "Come on down, sugar." My legs felt shaky, like a newborn colt's. I managed to straddle her face without hurting her or myself. Her hands grabbed my hips, trying to pull me down to her mouth. I giggled and fell forward, catching myself with my hands, raising my ass in the air. "Come on, give it to me," she said. I lowered myself down to her mouth and felt her tongue part my lips, licking from my pussy hole to my swollen clit. She sucked my clit into her mouth and swirled her tongue around it in circles. I started humping her face, making her work my clit harder. It was then that I realized I had to piss. I panicked, not knowing how to stop the action, not wanting to. She stuck her tongue up my pussy and I bounced up and down on her face. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. I knew I couldn't hold it much longer. I stopped moving and raised myself off her mouth. "I have to piss. I'm so sorry. I'll be right back, I promise." Her hands on my hips tightened. "You're not going anywhere." She tried to pull me back down to her tongue. "I'm serious. I have to piss. I can't hold it." I felt close to hysteria. "Don't." "What? Don't hold it," she said, craning her neck up to get at me, licking my pussy lips. Her tongue went between my clit and my hole, putting pressure on my urethra. "You want me to piss on your face?" "Uh-huh." I was looking down at her, trying to make eye contact. When she looked up at me, her eyes were hard, laced with steel. I'd seen that look before during pervy sex. It said, "I dare you to say no. Call me a freak. Walk out on me." I wasn't going to say no. I also wasn't going to think about what we would have to do after, piss covering my legs, her face, her hair, her jacket, the floor. I rested more of my weight on her face, and she went back to working my clit, sucking me into her mouth, grazing me with her teeth. It was crazy, this building of pressure in my bladder and cunt. I let her build me up more. I wanted to come as I pissed, something I had wanted since before I knew what orgasms were, as a little girl touching my clit while pissing in the woods. She was lapping at my pussy now, rocking me into her face with her hands, wanting me to let go. Her hands strayed to my ass crack, spreading me open, brushing my asshole with her fingertips. That was it. I started coming. My piss squirted out of me in spurts, timed with the contractions of my orgasm. I tried to raise myself up, give her the choice not to get it all in her mouth, but she held me down, lapping it up, licking my clit, drawing my orgasm out. I felt like I pissed forever. She kept her face there the whole time, loving every second, rubbing herself into me. When my waterworks were finally done, I rolled off of her and groaned, finding my legs even weaker than before. "I don't think I can walk after that," I said, lying down beside her, curling my naked body around her fully clothed one. She laughed and held me tight. "That's okay, baby. You can take the inventory on the bottom shelves, and I'll take the top ones." A Slap in the Face by Rachel Kramer Bussell. Jade strolled into the bar, walked straight up to Amber, who was leaning against it, wearing a slinky leopard print slip, ripped fishnet stockings, a see-through black top along with a sheer black bra, and dangerously tall black heels, her red hair gleaming even in the low lights, and slapped her across the face. The sound was louder than Jade had expected, the sting in her palms stronger, both of which she liked. Amber didn't smile, not with her mouth anyway, but Jade knew exactly how much she'd like the slap. She could read it in the way Amber shivered, the way Amber's eyes skittered from the ground and for a second up to hers, from the way her body radiated a heady combination of fear, awe, and desire. This was not a kinky bar. It wasn't a dyke or queer bar either. It was your average Brooklyn dive bar, filled with its mix of colorful high-glam hipsters in everything from hot pants to schoolgirl skirts, older white guys with huge beer steins who seemed like they'd been sitting there since before either woman was born, parents stealing a late-night cocktail before the babysitter had to go home. And Jade and Amber had shared a stormy, kinky relationship of 6 months, one that Jade wanted to last, even though she had no idea if they would blaze through all the intense passion zinging between them too fast and have nothing left, or if they could find ways to keep it going. She was trying to live in the moment, and this sense was part of her new mission. She kept any trembling she felt on the inside steady as she stared down at the girl who'd given so much of herself, but was always looking to give more. To anyone watching, it would have looked like what it was, a slap in the face, a blow across her cheek, something at least a little mean, harsh, powerful, something that must have hurt and brought tears to Amber's eyes. And it was, certainly, all of those things. Jade would never have denied that it was one of the most powerful ways you could strike someone, but it wasn't unwanted. In fact, Amber thought it was the hottest thing she'd ever done, and she'd been to and participated in her share of extreme play parties. She looked up at Jade and realized that her fantasies had been fulfilled, technically, but not all the way. Her face tingled in anticipation of the next slap. She suddenly wished she'd worn her matching leopard print panties, the silky ones that rode up her ass, because her wetness was starting to trickle down her thigh. She liked it, even more than when Jade slapped her at home. She liked it so much she was torn between stepping between Jade's jeans-clad legs and pressing their bodies tight together, and what she wound up choosing, looking right up into her girlfriend's eyes, letting her see the tears that shimmered there. "You want me to slap you again, don't you?" Jade's voice was low, deep, quiet enough that only Amber could hear. Jade kept the tremor out of it, the awe that this creature was letting her do the most wicked things to her, and kept wanting to push the envelope. "Yes, Jade, I do." Amber let a tear fall because she didn't totally understand why she liked it. She just knew she did, and she wanted people to know. Well, that wasn't strictly true. She couldn't honestly say she wanted people to know about her predilection for being smacked, but the fact that now, finally, they did, after so many months of fantasizing, made her pussy feel like it was both tightening and expanding all at once. This time, Jade tenderly held her hand against one of Amber's cheeks, the pristine one, and with the other raked her short nails down the edge of the other. She waited, toying with her, trying to ignore their surroundings because the exhibition was really Amber's thing, though she couldn't deny she got a small thrill from being so controlling in so public a location. Then she did it again, a smack that reverberated through her palm, skin striking skin, and again. Jade stepped forward and shoved her knee between Amber's legs, pressed her mouth against her ear. "Thank me for it, or I won't do it again." "Thank you, Jade. I love you." Amber hadn't meant to say that, but it came out in a rush. There were moments when she was afraid of Jade, but she liked those moments. She liked the way those moments spurred her on to be more daring, to let herself get pushed farther off from what felt like a precipice, until everything she had was Jade's for the taking. "Let's go," Jade said, plucking Amber's half-full glass from her hand and placing it on the bar, then rushing her outside, while Amber scrambled to put her pink fake fur coat back on before they entered the chilly night. Jade would have stayed, but what was bubbling up inside her was too fierce for public consumption. There's no way the patrons of that bar would have ever understood what she wanted to do to Amber. The truth was, she hardly understood it herself, but she knew it filled something primal within her, something that made her feel like she was enacting an ancient ritual, a hunt or be hunted, animalistic desire to go for the kill. Slapping Amber, beating her, tying her down, choking her, all took Jade's breath away as much as they did Amber's, though she didn't have the freedom to show it quite as much. "Why are you shaking?" Amber had once asked after a particularly cruel, intense scene. Jade had just shaken her head, not having any further answer. This time, she wanted Amber quiet, even though she usually loved the noises the girl made. She pulled Amber into an alley she'd scoped out beforehand. The wind whipped around them as Jade pressed Amber against the brick, then slapped her face as hard as she could. Amber let out a cry, her nostrils flaring, her body straining against its own desires. Jade knew there was a part of Amber that was horrified at just how much she liked being slapped, and an even bigger part that was in awe of how little it took for the sensitive skin on her face to make her dizzyingly wet. Amber liked to be hit all over her body, but there were some spots she liked best. Her face, her pussy, her tits, especially the nipples, all areas Jade had mostly shied away from with her previous play partners by request. Amber wanted it, and the first time she'd done it, Amber had come with a ferociousness Jade had never seen, while her own arousal had been different than anything that had come before. "I want you to walk up to me at a bar and slap my face so everyone can see," Amber had emailed her a month ago, and ever since, Jade had been fantasizing about doing just that. Now that she had, she wanted so much more. She wanted someone to help her, but that would have to happen another time. For now, it was just the two of them, ready for anything. "Put your hands above your head," Jade said, partly to see if Amber would do it, partly to watch her breasts thrust forward with the movement. "Good girl," she told her. She looked closely at her girlfriend's beautiful face, so pale, so sensitive. The wind was competing with her hand and coloring her flesh, but Jade didn't mind. It had taken her a while to get used to the fact that she liked slapping Amber, liked hurting her, liked seeing the tears rush in her eyes as she looked up at her so desperately. Amber was biting her lower lip, and Jade used her fingers to pry her lips apart. "You told me you want this, Amber. If you flinch or fidget or look like you don't, I'm not going to do it." "I do want it," Amber exclaimed, the words tripping over themselves. "I want you to slap me. I want you to hurt me. I want you to slap me so hard my ears ring." Amber kept looking up at Jade, even though Jade sensed she wanted to close her eyes, to pretend that somehow it wasn't her saying those perverse, filthy words, because they were extremely perverse. Asking to be slapped made it all completely real. Amber couldn't pretend Jade was some dominating brute, at least not entirely. Jade liked it when Amber watched, when Amber saw her hand coming, when she anticipated the pain. "I have a present for you," she said, and reached into her jeans pocket, the jangling of the clamps loud in her ears. Amber's eyes widened, and the hint of fear Jade saw, the hint that warmed her heart even as she prepared to tighten them around Amber's nipples, made Jade smile. Amber was so open, whether by choice or design or a little of both, she could never hide her feelings. Not like some girls Jade had played with who only truly let go when they were under the most extreme erotic distress. Jade could play the too cool for school game too, but she didn't want to. She leaned down and pressed her body tight against Amber's, kissing her roughly. "Take out your tits," she said, "and hurry or I'll have to do it for you." They both knew that "do it for you" was code for rip your top off and send all the tiny buttons flying to the floor, because Jade had done it before with a $100 top, though she'd bought a replacement for Amber later. Still, Amber rushed to unbutton her blouse and take out her breasts as soon as Jade stepped back to give her room to do it for you. They both knew that "do it for you" was code for rip your top off and send all the tiny buttons flying to the floor, because Jade had done it before with a $100 top, though she'd bought a replacement for Amber later. Still, Amber rushed to unbutton her blouse and take out her breasts as soon as Jade stepped back to give her room, and the sight floored Jade. Even though she'd seen those glorious globes so many times before, there was still something awe-inspiring about their weight, their eagerness to be touched and abused. Amber's tits were like a work of art and were Jade's favorite part of her body. "Pinch those nipples for me," Jade said, allowing Amber to bring her hands down. Amber started to lightly grab them between her thumbs and forefingers, much too lightly for Jade. "No," she said fiercely, "pinch them, like this." And with that, she slapped Amber's hands away and pinched and pulled at the same time, then twisted, watching Amber's face contort as she did, knowing it was making her wet, knowing, too, that the longer she did it, the more Amber was contemplating using her safe word. Strawberry, a fruit she hated but ate when it was the only polite thing to do. Similarly, Amber hated to have to resort to her safe word and only had once when her legs cramped up. When Jade was done, she let Amber's breasts go, watching them bounce lightly before settling where they should be. Then she clamped one hand over Amber's mouth and slapped her tits, slapped them hard enough to feel the sting in her right palm, to see the marks on Amber's breasts a defiant red. This brought out the wild beast in Jade, the one who wanted to claw and bite and grind Amber into the ground, the one that liked to watch her struggle, feeling her lips pressing against her hand, as she then switched to flicking her middle finger against her thumb and then right at the bullseye of each nipple. She finally let go, both of them breathing heavily. "Now you're ready," Jade said, and Amber gave her another of those almost painful looks, one that seemed to beg her not to put the clamps on while also swearing she'd leave her if she didn't. Jade took Amber's now sore nipples one at a time and attached the clamps, pushing the rubber-covered lever just a little bit higher than she knew Amber would have, before taking the metal chain holding them together and shoving it into Amber's mouth. "Bite down hard, sweetie, because if you let go, I'm out of here." She slapped her face again to see what Amber would do. She bit down harder on the chain, breathed in deeply through her nose. And then Jade went to work on Amber's pussy. She hadn't intended, originally, to go this far in public. They'd been outside long enough that they could reasonably be noticed, and Amber was a knockout even when they weren't doing anything out of the ordinary, drawing catcalls and sometimes a little too much attention. But Jade couldn't have stopped herself from reaching between her girlfriend's legs and slipping her fingers inside her if she'd wanted to. Of course, Amber wasn't wearing panties, and of course, Amber was wet. Jade looked up, looked at Amber's eyes, full, wide, riveted on hers, her teeth clamped around the metal chain, her body saying in a language that needed no words, "Take me." And Jade did, no longer on quite the power trip she'd been on before, but now intent on giving something back. She worked her fingers in familiar ways she'd grown to learn Amber liked, navigating her insides, feeling her press back against her in response. Usually, this was when Amber let out a stream of dirty words, or Jade did, or both of them did, but this time, Jade was silent as she pushed three fingers deep into Amber's pussy, and then four, because she needed to be as far as she could go. She felt a slight twinge in her wrist as she shifted, sinking to her knees so she could peek up Amber's skirt. The sight of her hand in Amber's cunt never failed to make her swell with pride. She kept going, not needing to rattle the chain, not needing to slap or hit or hurt Amber anymore, because she knew Amber could still feel the glow of the pain, the sweet sting from getting exactly what she wanted. Then Jade couldn't resist and pressed her head against Amber for a quick taste of her clit, a quick suck on her engorged bud that had Amber twisting her hips in response. That was what did it. That stroke of her tongue had Amber coming hard, coming so she crushed Jade's hand just the way she liked it. When Jade felt Amber relaxed, she pulled her hand out and then got a wet wipe, because she was a top who came prepared. "Let go," she said, taking the chain from Amber's teeth with her own, both of them still hungry. She released the clamp slowly, heard Amber's loud gasp as the blood rushed back into her nipples. Jade untied Amber's wrists and pulled her clothes back in place. They'd been out there maybe 10 minutes, Jade guessed. Not long, but enough time to do what she needed to do. Jade took Amber's hand and led it between her legs. She was packing. She kept it there as they walked home, where it would be Jade's turn to get exactly what she wanted. About the authors. A.J. Stone was born and raised in New York City. A feature film producer, she currently resides in Los Angeles. Christina Wright, ChristinaWright.com, is an author and the editor of the Cleus Press anthologies Fairy Tale Lust, Dream Lover, Steam Lust, and Best Erotic Romance 2012. Her erotic fiction has appeared in more than 80 anthologies. She lives in Virginia with her family and spends a lot of time in coffee shops. Illy Guyanis is a Latina lesbian who lives to learn. When she isn't writing for the Miami New Times newspaper, she likes to get dirty in her kitchen and in bed. Her fictional debut appeared in Lesbian Cops, Cleus. Visit theslideshow.info and share your most sinful recipes. L.E. Yates is a freelance journalist and writer in East Anglia in the United Kingdom. Cruising is her first foray into the dirty and demanding twilight world, or so she likes to imagine it, of women's erotica. Yates is interested in the imaginative loophole sex creates out of the boring contract of everyday life. In her spare time, she enjoys visiting urban woodlands and pretending to walk her dog. Miel Rose is a queer, rural, working-class high femme. Besides a smut writer, she's a fashion designer and an assistant stylist. Her butch femme love and sex stories can be found in Best Lesbian Erotica 2008, Lesbian Lust, and Best Lesbian Romance 2011, to name a few. Rachel Kramer Bussell, rachelkramerbussell.com, is a writer, editor, blogger, and event organizer. She's edited more than 40 anthologies, including Spanked, Bottoms Up, Please Sir, Please Ma'am, and Best Bondage Erotica 2011 and 2012. She is senior editor at Penthouse Variations, sex columnist for Sexes magazine, and covers sex, dating, books, and pop culture widely. About the editor. Felice Newman is the author of The Whole Lesbian Sex Book, A Passionate Guide for All of Us, a bestseller with more than 100,000 copies sold. She is a certified somatic coach and sex educator and the founding co-publisher of Cleus Press. A fierce advocate for full sexual and gender expression for everyone, she helps individuals and couples create authentic and satisfying sex lives. This has been Whole Lesbian Sex Stories, Erotica for Women, written by Felice Newman, narrated by Tanya Stevens. Copyright 2013 by Cleus Press. Production copyright 2014 by Cleus Press.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.